Thanks for joining me on WSAU Feedback. I appreciate it. How are you today? Gosh, it's been kind of a nutty day. We started with a brief power outage around the 5 o'clock hour this morning, which kind of threw me a little bit after having a really good night of sleep. I was ready, man, with the gloves off. And then all of a sudden, yeah, it just takes a little power outage to throw me out of whack. But anyway, I've managed to get through. Hope you're able to tune in during the first half of Feedback. My guest this morning was Dr. Pierre Corey. And just briefly, while we're on the topic, and we discussed, obviously, the censorship and I'll just say it that way. The censorship of any kind of response to the COVID virus with regard to treating it, and then also the whole vaccine campaign, and how since now that Joe Biden has decreed that the pandemic is over, the shamdemic will continue in perpetuity. I said that yesterday, but since the pandemic is over, let's end the vaccine campaign. Why do you need it? Why would you need it? Wasn't it under emergency use authorization anyway? Anyway, I honestly get so exhausted from talking about it. I frankly have about a zillion other things to talk about, and I'm going to honestly take your calls momentarily. Truly, I am. I did want to alert you in case you missed it during the Wisconsin Morning News. We talked about it. Our friends at Wisconsin Right Now, Jessica and Jim, initially published an article revealing that Mandela Barnes, Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, the lesser Mandela, has a coalition of law enforcement officers, despite the fact that he's against law enforcement, despite the fact that he stands with Black Lives Matter, despite the fact that he wants to defund the police and empty the prisons of 50% of their population here in Wisconsin. He has a coalition of law enforcement, well, which evidently has one fewer endorsers in it, because as it turns out, one of those that Mandela Barnes claimed endorsed him says that he never did. La Crosse County Sheriff's Captain John Siegel was one of the 9 officers that Mandela Barnes claimed endorsed him. But in an exclusive interview with Wisconsin Right Now, our friends, WisconsinRightNow.com, Jessica and Jim, Siegel, and this is Captain John Siegel from the La Crosse County Sheriff's Department, has said he never endorsed Mandela Barnes and does not plan to endorse anyone for the United States Senate. He said, and this is a quote, "I have not endorsed anybody. I spent most of my day Friday," when the press release went out from Mandela Barnes about his endorsements, his stunning 9 endorsements from law enforcement officers, 7 of whom were either out of the profession or retired. So that just leaves, I guess that just leaves one now that this other guy has said, nope, I never did endorse him. And he said, "I spent most of Friday trying to figure out who it was that made the Mandela Barnes campaign believe that I would endorse him." Well, it doesn't matter. Mandela Barnes likes to lie about a lot of stuff. He likes to lie about his qualifications. He said he had a college degree when he didn't. He actually claims that he is now supporting law enforcement when he said that he's not. He claims that he didn't say that he hates America or America is a horrible country. And there's actually video of him saying that. So the list goes on and on. You can't trust Mandela Barnes. And that's what it ultimately, that's what it comes down to, is that who can you trust? You look at the records of these two. I mean, diametrically opposed candidates. United States Senator Ron Johnson, who has a stellar record to cite, whereas Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, who is traveling around the state thanks to the Wisconsin State Patrol, because he got his license revoked, so he needed to have Wisconsin State Patrol chauffeuring him around everywhere. That's the other guy that's running, or he likes to say the other Mandela, the lesser Mandela, as our friend Vicky McKenna says. So if you'd like to join the conversation, I could go on and on. You know me. I won't. I promise I won't. But 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation. Good morning. Welcome to Feedback.
Good morning. This is Mary, and I, first of all, I thoroughly agree with what you just said, and thank you. Ron Johnson is stellar, and just for me personally, what I'm going to say is what he's is going for Senate hearings regarding this COVID. You know, he's the best. So I'm calling me because I believe that I have long haul COVID.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I've been, FLCCC is my go-to.
Oh,
I've been just digging into them, and I'm on their email list, have been for a long time, you know, because I think that Dr. Corey and Merrick and the rest of them, you know. I got, my husband and I were out of state on vacation, and August 14th, I got the most excruciating headache. I don't get headaches. I don't get migraines. But it was like somebody had taken this metal band and went around my head and just kept tightening it and tightening it. It was just absolutely horrible. So I'm out of state. I don't have anything with me other than my normal vitamin C. I take my vitamin D3. And so we lay over a little bit, then we kind of head back, and the symptoms are, that's the big one. But there's others. There's other things. So I'll try to move this forward because that was August 14th. Come home, I have a prescription of ivermectin that I had, you know, gotten and I hadn't used, so I took that. Slowly started to get better, and then I got to the point where I felt like I was 100%. It was like shortly before Labor Day now, and I had Labor Day plans with family, but I'm going to move forward.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to move you along because I've got other calls waiting, and we're short on time.
Okay, I'm sorry, yes. So anyway, so long story short, I got the symptoms all back, and I'm not able to function. I can't make commitments because I don't know when it's going to be a good day or bad day. I'm fatigued and working on getting ivermectin. That provider in Medford is great, but everything you've got to pay out of pocket is like hundreds of dollars by the time you do it. So I'm working on a provider with FLCCC if they can take my medicine and get me well.
Well, and I hope they do. I hope they do.
Yeah.
And have you had conversations with anyone from the frontline COVID-19 critical care doctors?
No, I haven't.
I know that he has, Dr. Corey has a telehealth practice. And so you should check out their website. And then also, they have a spot on their website, I Recover from Long COVID Treatment. And there's a list of different therapies that can be used. So I'm so sorry to hear that.
I've been using that.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Well, and I wish that, I wish I could say there's a silver bullet in all of this. And it's really unfortunate because I think Dr. Corey and I, in our conversation, I guess I realized just this morning is that had our government gotten out of the way and allowed these alternative treatments to be implemented, there wouldn't be people like you with long COVID. There wouldn't be people that have been injured by the COVID shots. That there wouldn't be people that would have been had suffered needlessly as a result of the, as I call it, the shamdemic, the overreaction to this very survivable virus. If we had a forward-thinking, well-intentioned government, and someone like Fraud Fauci was not in charge, or if he were really looking out for what's best, he would have told the entire country to go on ivermectin. I mean, obviously under the supervision of a physician, and as a prophylactic, so that they could so that it could have been prevented from happening, so that you wouldn't be suffering as you are today. Well, Mary, I'm so sorry to hear, but
Fraud Fauci,
yes,
Fraud Fauci needs to be in jail.
Right. Well, absolutely. So Mary, I hope that you're able to get some more information from frontline critical care doctors, and perhaps look on their website, because I know that I'm fairly certain that you can connect with either Dr. Corey or someone in his practice that could perhaps give you some also some advice and to help treat you as well. Because he said he's had some success with it. So
thank you.
I wish you the best. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I will pray that you get well.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Thank you for calling in. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation. A couple other things that Chris and I talked about during the Wisconsin Morning News. And, you know, it's frustrating because I'll go back to whatever our government recommends, whatever our government says, I would suggest doing the opposite. And, you know, if Joe Biden is going on national television and saying that they've got a handle on inflation and it's complicated, you can rest assured that they don't have a handle on anything, frankly. They don't, and they aren't looking for a solution. And never has it been more apparent to me than during my conversation this morning with Dr. Corey, and in realizing that we need to, from here on forward, and I've been doing this for quite some time, and I mean, it's honestly just being equipped with a small amount of common sense. We need to be taking our own health care into our hands. We need to assume personal responsibility for our health care, and that may involve making some drastic changes to your lifestyle and your eating habits. And I mean, trust me, it's difficult. Who doesn't love food? Who doesn't love yummy, good Wisconsin food, like cheese curds and pizza and, you know, all the things that are in overindulging in them are not good for you. In moderation, you can enjoy those things. But I think that rather than putting, I guess, storing in our minds that if something were to happen to me, at least healthcare, good healthcare is accessible. It's just down the street, or it's within a few miles of my home. We need to be practicing this on a daily basis. So rather than, rather than being reactive, which is the government's response to everything, we need to be proactive if we're not already doing so by whatever it is. And, you know, I'm not going to give you a lecture on, oh, how you should live your life. It sounds like my dad used to, you're not living right, you're not eating right, you're not going to sleep out. My dad used to do all of that, but God love him anyway. Because you know what, actually, he probably had a positive effect on his influence, and his advice to me was to take matters in your own hands. And that starts with taking responsibility for your actions and for, as I said, your lifestyle and your choices, your food choices. And that, I mean, that makes a significant difference in a person's health. Obviously, there are exceptions to that. There are those that do have a really healthy lifestyle, but unfortunately, for whatever reason, have challenges anyway, which seems to me to be unfair. But I encourage you, if you are not already doing so, to seek alternatives to what is being peddled or pushed on the American people. I have alluded to this in the past. I'm not going to rely on conventional medicine anymore. I'm not going to go to the, I fired my doctor a while ago, the doctor that my local doctor here, because he's just part of big healthcare and just trotting out the narrative that, I fired him a long time ago when we had kind of a knockdown drag out about masks and how ridiculous I thought that they were. And he obviously took the other side because, he's been brainwashed. He drank the COVID Kool-Aid. So I'm looking at the clock. I'm trying to be good today and stay on time. And so I'm going to take a quick break, and I will be right back with final thoughts on WSAU Feedback. Thanks for joining me on WSAU Feedback. I'm Meg Ellison. Hope you're able to tune in during the first half of Feedback. My guest this morning was Dr. Pierre Corey. We had a great conversation about, about all that is wrong with the response that our government, big healthcare, big pharma, and it's really revealed a lot about their objective in trying to control the American people and control the narrative and control our free speech in light of the fact. And, you know, as I mentioned today, no, we had our Constitution Day rally already. So our event last Saturday. So I won't be advertising that, but I've got all kinds of plans for the next event, and we'll probably be taking this traveling show on the town. Or is it take this town? No, never mind. So yes, we'll probably take this traveling this show on the road, because it really was a great group of contributors that we had at that event that presented to us. And you know, it's really important that I truly believe that it's not just up to those of us on Talk Radio, one girl with a mic and lots of opinions. It's up to all of us whether or not we have I feel blessed to have this opportunity to be on the radio to share all of my opinions with you. But we have as a responsibility to spread this information far and wide, and we need to be making those aware of what's going on with regard to our government trying to censor us. And there are so many people that aren't paying attention, that aren't tuned in to what is going on in our country, and it needs to be left up to every single one of us to be speaking and reaching out to our circles of influence to make sure that people are aware of what our government is willing to do to the American people, especially in light of this conversation that I had with Dr. Pierre Corey. And I mean, I hate to suggest that. I mean, I don't want to believe it about our government. I don't want to believe that about my fellow human beings, that they would be intentionally trying to harm the American people. But that's indeed what has happened. And it's troubling to me that there are those that are still so very ignorant to what our federal government did to the American people. Hey, I'm looking at the clock. I got a boogie. Tom Petty's queued up again. I'm going to leave you with this words of wisdom. Here's an interesting thing to think about. I have lived to thank God that all my prayers have not been answered. Wow. Give that some thought. Have a great day. Gotta go. God bless. Talk with you again tomorrow.